USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. Senators are examining plans for the nationwide delivery of a coronavirus vaccine.
When we all heard news that vaccines may soon be available, we could be both impressed with the science and relieved that we may be nearing the beginning of the end to this pandemic.
Nebraska Republican Deb Fischer opening up a hearing and calling the nationwide distribution of a vaccine a huge logistical challenge. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Vitalant. COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S., and so is the need for COVID plasma donations, also known as convalescent plasma. In fact, the need for this type of plasma is urgent. Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider, says distributions to hospitals have grown over 400% since September. But unless more donations are given, there may not be enough for all COVID patients. Convalescent plasma is collected from those who have recovered from COVID-19. It contains antibodies that can be used to treat patients with an active, severe COVID-19 case to give them an extra boost to fight their illness. Cliff Newmark is Vitalant's Senior Vice President of Donor Services.
Even if someone has not been diagnosed with COVID-19, they can still help. When donors give blood or platelets, they're informed of their COVID-19 antibody status. And if positive, Vitalant produces convalescent plasma from the donation. These donors can then give a convalescent plasma donation in the future.
For more, visit Vitalant.org or AABB.org if outside a Vitalant service area.
One of the first things President-elect Joe Biden might be dealing with as president is a Central American caravan. Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau explains why.
Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump.
A new bill would criminalize the knowing distribution of visual depictions of forced or coerced sex acts, known as the Survivors of Human Trafficking Fight Back Bill. The Senate bill was co-authored by Missouri Republican Josh Hawley and New Hampshire Democrat Maggie Hassan. Victims would also be given the ability to sue websites if such videos are not quickly removed. The bill also aims to put an end to distributing people's photos of them without their consent. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Reaction on Capitol Hill continues as it is learned that a member of Joe Biden's family is under investigation.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including in China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries. And there, at the very least, there was an appearance that America's foreign policy could be bought.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Columbia University failed to disclose over $1 million in funding from the Chinese government that was designated for hosting a Confucius Institute. The State Department accusing the Institute of spreading Beijing's propaganda to college students. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.